later on this evening, we may be able to reevaluate, you know, west of Rapid City to Wyoming, maybe opening that back up. But parts of the hills have gotten 36 inches of snow. So, you know, they're significantly impacted, and we'll just have to make that decision later on. We may have to close I-90 down to Mitchell as well. So it'd be closed all the way through the state to Mitchell because of the snow continuing to come down and the wind that will be causing us some issues. And then up on I-29 by Watertown, more than likely this afternoon, we're going to have to close north of Watertown up to the North Dakota border. So when we do that, that kind of sends a message what the conditions look like in each part of the state. And the middle of the state's getting hit really hard with a lot of inches of snow. You know, some have been less than expected, but some have been more. So I would just tell folks that as this weather switches on us and the wind continues to increase, that they stay home if they can.